As we mentioned yesterday, Parashat Shlach begins with the phrase Shlach Lecha, send for you. Rashi explains that this means L'da'atcha, based on your will, based on your opinion, based on your having requested it. The question is, why is it emphasized this way? The Sfat Emet on this week's Parashat has a very beautiful idea where he says, when it comes to the things that are most important in life, it's critical that we identify with them. Not only that we pursue them, but that we choose to pursue them. The Sfat Emet says, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael is something we can't be forced to enter. We have to choose to enter. And that's why Hashem emphasizes Shlach Lecha, as Rashi says, L'da'atcha. The Sfat Emet developed this further and says that Eretz Yisrael is Mipchinat Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebichtav, that's the basic, that's written in, a written clause. Torah Shebal Peh is something man has to pursue, has to desire, has to want. Kol harotze yavo v'yitol. That's why Torah Shebal Peh is paired to compared to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why both of them are described as Shlach Lecha. And obviously the lesson is critical regarding Eretz Yisrael and anything important in our lives. God opens doors for us. We have to choose to pursue based on want, and that is only how we get to the places we need to arrive at. Eretz Yisrael is now open to us. The Torah is available to us in so many different ways, on the internet, any speaker we want. The question is whether we want it and choose to pursue it. And in our world where there's so much availability, we now realize what people's progress hinges upon. Shlach lecha l'da'atcha.